With The Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Governor Martin O'Malley on Friday vetoed legislation that would have prevented the construction of the first wind farm on Maryland's eastern shore. His action brought back from the dead a proposed 50-turbine, $200 million wind energy project in Somerset County. The developers of the Great Bay Wind Farm had said that state legislation passed in April to delay construction for 15 months would have effectively killed their project because their federal tax credits and land leases would have expired.
We're happy about the decision that was made to veto this legislation that's unnecessary.
This is Paul Harris, development manager with Texas-based Pioneer Green Energy.
We are looking forward to moving forward.
Before the developers can move forward, however, they must win approval from the Maryland Public Service Commission and other state and federal agencies. If the permits are approved, builders will start raising the first 25 turbines, each taller than the Statue of Liberty, starting next spring. When completed at the end of next year, the first phase would power about 22,000 homes with pollution-free energy when the wind is blowing. Beneficiaries would include dozens of farmers on the economically depressed Lower Eastern Shore, who will receive lease money for allowing turbines on their properties, including Marianne Peterman.
I believe in clean, renewable energy. Wind turbines take up no space on the farm. They take up a quarter of an acre, so I don't lose any farmable land. They don't cause any problems. I don't think they're unsightly, so I'm all for it.
Fighting against the wind farm, however, are elected officials from the other side of the Chesapeake Bay in southern Maryland. They are urging delay and more study into whether the whirling blades would interfere with an advanced radar system used to test experimental aircraft at the Patuxent River Naval Air Station in St. Mary's County.
This, Mr. Chairman and members, is important for our national security. It is important for our future competitiveness. And it is important for the economic well-being of our state.
That was U.S. Representative Steny Hoyer, the House Democratic Whip from Southern Maryland, testifying in favor of the bill to delay the wind farm. He was backed by much of the state's Democratic establishment, including U.S. Senators Mikulski and Cardin. Persuaded by these political heavyweights, the Maryland General Assembly on April 5th voted by an overwhelming margin to impose a 15-month moratorium on the construction of any large turbines within a 56-mile radius of the Patuxent Air Base. The base's admiral and the wind developers had agreed to a system to prevent any potential conflicts by allowing the base to pause the turbines any time the radar is used to test aircraft. But critics complained the compromise might inconvenience defense contractors and drive jobs away from southern Maryland. In a letter to legislators explaining his veto, Governor O'Malley suggested that a greater threat to the waterfront military base is from rising sea levels caused by climate change, a problem that can only be solved through clean energy. Mike Tidwell, founder of the Chesapeake Climate Action Network, was one of several environmentalists who praised O'Malley for bucking his fellow Democrats, including his ally, the influential Congressman Steny Hoyer.
I think it would have been very easy politically for the governor to sign the bill, perhaps, even if he didn't like the bill. It would have been even easier for him to allow the bill to become law without his signature, which he could have done. But instead, he vetoed it. And I think he did that because he truly, truly sees this as a moment for standing up for clean energy.
If, as rumored, O'Malley runs for president in 2016, Democratic primary voters who care about climate change will likely remember last week's veto. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton.